Alrighty, welcome back everyone to The Swamp Season 5 Episode 2. Max Ellicott joined by first roaming host of the season, Michael Wood, mate. Well done on the call up.
Thanks, Maxie. Yeah, first cap of the rank this week.
Yeah.
Mick Edwards and Cooper Davies, suspect on availability. So I got the nudge.
Yeah, they didn't get told either. So fellas are finding out for the first time. How was the weekend, mate? Good to get back into it.
Nice, wasn't it? Yeah. You wait for a day like that since about March, I reckon. So yeah, sun was shining. Boys got up, and then we had a few beers after, and everyone was enjoying themselves.
Yeah, it was a good night, wasn't it?
Had all the pomp. You were having a good crack in the Village Bell.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that that's not par for your course, but it was just a little bit more than I was thought I was going to get from you.
Yeah, right. Well, I suppose that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was absolutely. I enjoyed it. Yeah, you were. I mean, the eyes were gone by about 11:30. I've got a couple of videos we might share on Eagles socials. There were just there was a little bit of shadiness going on behind the eyes with you.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Can't really remember, so that's always a good sign. But do you want to do us the honour of introducing our first guest of the year, mate?
Well, I think many would say about time. I would say potentially long overdue. This is a man who joined the club at exactly the same time as me. So we've got a bit of a journey together, especially over the winter. And he's already making a name for himself within the club with a number of things we're going to talk about. So please welcome Matthew Listerchild to the Swamp. How are you, Matthew?
Thank you, Michael. I'm very good, Max.
Are we meant to clap or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I usually do a round of applause when I enter a room. But,
yeah, right. Yeah, but good on you, Matty. Been here for how long has it been? You came probably, halfway through last year?
Yeah, just before Christmas, I snuck a game in at Williamstown.
Straight into the twos. Oh, that's right. It was Littlechild versus Wood, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, straight into the twos. Had him at the start. He got me at the end. I was a slippery eel. But it was a good start over at Willy at a T20. And we won, and I come back to the club and just made mates straight away. It was awesome.
That's how sweet, mate. So where did you come from?
So I moved with my partner Bella from the Gold Coast. So I played all my cricket at Broadbeach, and then just decided life to move and make my way down to Victoria. Bella, as most of everyone knows, is an AFL agent.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there you go. No, about 18 AFLW players. So it made sense for her and made sense for me to get out of the bubble of the Gold Coast, doing the same old stuff every week, and then decide just to give myself a challenge and teach down here. Yeah.
Another teacher. We're getting up there. Then we've got you, me, Groves, Benny Hall's teacher. Cam's a teacher. Yeah, we've got a decent little six-side tournament with the teachers.
Holiday crew.
Eels Bash team.
Well, maybe, but also, we mentioned Bella there. Bella made her debut in the Eels Bash for for the Berwick team. So I think she wants to go again, so maybe we'll have to leave her off the teachers' team, otherwise she might not get a gig.
No. She'll want the holidays.
She'll want the holidays,
yeah. You blokes get a lot of holidays, don't you?
And for Matty, who, a lot of people will know at the club, but some people obviously maybe don't, talk to us about Collab Club. This is obviously something you do with Bella. You've taken over the Eels social this year, and we're already seeing a little bit of an upturn in numbers, which is great. So let us know about Collab Club and what is it you guys do.
Yeah, so for many years, I looked after social media for clubs, especially my local footy club, Broadbeach, and Bella sort of has a real eye for it, and mid-vape, it's really got me there.
don't know what you're talking about.
I forgot, it's not a visual platform, is it? So Collab Club is a business to help local sports clubs with their social media, because it's something that clubs just don't have the time for and it gets missed. And hopefully if we get it right at Elston Wick, it's our first Create Club, our sponsors here at the Wick will benefit from it. We sort of today had a big lead come in with Grilled Elston Wick as well, because they saw our first sort of week of posts. But it's also just to promote the club. That was the one thing Elston Wick did have going for it when I was looking for a club, around the old area, was Elston Wick socials looked like it was pretty decent. And it's one of the first things people look at too. You go to Instagram, Facebook these days, you don't go to websites and all that. So yeah, Club's designed to help clubs. We've got 5 clubs at the moment. Just here to take the load off administrators like Cam who do it all.
There's a little bit of symmetry with me and Matty, because the thing that might have drawn Matty to the club was the social media, but the first thing I saw, Maxie, was obviously you and the big cat, Jolie, on the podcast.
Yeah, that's right, you said that.
And I thought, I want to get around this. The great man. Yeah, we've got a little JM update, actually, for our long-term listeners in a bit.
Am I doing it?
Should we go now? Let's go.
I'm looking forward to this.
Let's go for the JF update.
Long live the big cat.
I thought, obviously, in memory of the big cat, we should do a weekly update of how he's gone. Where's he play again?
Burwood Briars.
Maybe we even ring him in every now and then.
That's a good idea.
As long as you don't mention the Runaway Bay versus Broadbeach 2 weeks ago. Joel's club rolled us in first and second. And he said it was quite a celebration when he sent me a cheeky message on Sunday.
Yeah, he'd be happy with that. Woody, you actually know his... How did he go on the weekend?
Well, Johnny was actually found his way into the Burwood Briars first grade. He was playing against Mount Pritchard and Southern Districts. And for those that know Joely as well as we do... loves chipping in with a 20 or 30, and
it'll be tired,
and it'll be absolutely no surprise for our listeners to know that Joel made 21 or 44.
Joel Menzies innings, and then
padded back a straight one. Plum elbow duck.
The bat would have gone straight under the arm.
The head shake. It's famous.
One thing I loved about Joel though is every time he got out, he'd just chuck his stuff off and get straight back out and sit with all the boys.
Yeah.
My favourite thing about cricket.
No crying.
It'd be like Radzi last year, that game at Caulfield. Called up into the twos to open the bat in the week before finals, gets his stump through a range third ball, just pops his bat under his arm, goes into the rooms, gets his kit off, and then brings out the form guides.
There you go, Maxie. Yeah. That's what we did Saturday. We cleaned up.
Yeah, no, that was good fun. But yeah, Maddie, how are you finding the club? You mentioned you saw us on the socials. Was there any other way you sort of got in touch, or what was the process?
I come down in the September holidays because that's when we moved Bella down. So we did the big drive, which I don't recommend to anyone, the drive. It's terrible. But I sort of drove around. I saw the VAFA set up, you know, for finals. I was like, oh, this is a cricket ground too. How good's that? So sort of just scoped it out. And then I messaged Cam, who's just a legend. And he just rang me straight away, added me to all the group chats, so I sort of had no choice by then. But first thing I rang and that was it, and then just kept in touch, and as I said, that first I come to training on a Tuesday, I have never really joined a new club, so I was sort of packing it a little bit, and they're playing soccer, and those at Elswick know I hate the soccer warm-up. I reckon it's a load of crap. Play touch or something, like something real. And I was just like, oh, geez, I don't know anyone. And then the Thursday come along and I had a few beers with actually like SR and Menzies because, you know, Joel targeted me straight away. And then, yeah, that Willie T20 was awesome because, like, Bakes gave me a lift, so I learned all about cricket with Bakes.
I tried to ask about life,
but it was just all cricket, which is fine. But on the way back, yeah, got dropped down, and then I figured out, like, I couldn't believe the price of beer, $5 for me Northern, so I was pretty stoked.
Loves the Super Crisps, mate, little child.
I went in a shout with Menzies, and he was having, like, the drafts of six, so it was an $11 transaction. The next day, like, I figured out, my bank was like, geez, I walked home at, like, 1 a.m., and I figured out I had, like, 10 $11 transactions, which means I was going to shout the big cat for 20 beers my first night at the Wick. And I was just like, you know, met Jack and Woody, like, everyone. And I was just like, oh, this is awesome. I don't want to leave at all. So no, I just love it.
We worked out quite quickly that we were both in our mid-20s, both teachers, both joined the new club and both played golf. So that was a pretty easy in for us too.
Yeah, school holidays.
First time the school holidays rolled around, I gave him a ring. I was like, fancy running golf, Matt? And he went, yeah, that'll do.
I think that's the thing about, like, obviously males, it's just so much easier. You just come down to a sports club and, you know, you find friends straight away, and the move to Melbourne just wouldn't have been the same without Elsternwick, that's for sure. Like, I took a footy season off. I've always been involved in footy, took a season off, and I was like, what am I going to do? But, you know, straight away I had like five or six people. I'm like, oh, I can go beer or play golf or do whatever, you know, absolutely, go for dinner. So it made the winter pretty easy. But now we're back here, the social calendar's full again.
It's the way you want it, isn't it?
Yeah,
too right. Talk to us about your footy. I know that there'll be some listeners who have heard the story many times, but talk to us about your story.
It's a sober story, so it might be a bit better. But yeah, so footy, I can't play, obviously. I've got concussion syndrome, like I live with now. So neurology appointments every now and then. And then, so I was like, mum said at about age 17, if I got hit in the head playing footy, I'd be out of the wheel. So that was sort of it for footy. And I got involved in like off-field stuff, like management. And I was a footy manager at Broadbeach who played in the Quaffle for 8 years. And we won a premiership, played in 4 grand finals. So sort of like what Cam does here, was my role at Broadbeach Footy Club. And I was like vice president, and I was made a life member there when I was only 24, I think, 24 or 23. So One of the youngest life members ever.
Then you left.
And I left them, yeah. The last year I sort of was coaxed into staying on and I was just like so burnt out. I just had, you know, I love everyone at Broadbeach Footy Club, but it's sort of like good as well to get away. I always say people get like stale at places when they're there for too long and they start saying that's not how we do it here and stuff. And I was getting to probably that stage. And I think our last year was the first, in my 8 years, was the first year we missed the finals. And I just didn't enjoy it. So, yeah, the year off, and I've actually been coaxed back into footy at St Kilda City. So the footy director there next year, which I'm really excited for. Like Mel's president, she's awesome. You know, just a real welcoming club and, like, looking forward to getting back into it. So, yeah, back excited again, like, for footy. So it is good.
Be a few boys going down to the peanut farm, I reckon,
over the winter.
A few boys live at the peanut farm.
Yeah, it's a bit close to the Village Bell. One of the great sponsors.
It's 2 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
Your life membership deals must be coming up for...
Yeah, I would have thought so.
I don't even know what it is.
I think Brian just walked in. He'd probably have a say something.
He probably would.
Talk to us about the on-field stuff at Elsenwick. How are you finding that?
Yeah.
In comparison to...
The standard of cricket, like I spoke to Jolie about this probably after a few games, and, you know, I played ones and twos, like, very regularly at home. And, yeah, I'm definitely... It's a way better... Subbies has definitely got Cricket Gold Coast League covered. You know, I'd say probably the first is the same as the second, like, here.
Yep.
You know, so it's a good standard. I'm really enjoying, like, training this year. It's, like, there's so many blokes.
I think.
All the coaches are doing a great job. It'll be good to have TC back, like, very soon. Look forward to seeing him. And, yeah, on field, like, I'd love to get more runs and get more wickets. But I've sort of said, like...
Please skip.
Yeah, please. Max is asking. I'll try my best. But, like, I sort of said, I spoke to Kat, I spoke to, like, Max. And, like, every year I play cricket, I've wanted to be, you know, play ones. I'm happy to bat 7, 8, 9 and just, you know, get a bowl. Like, being that team player. And I still want to be that team player, but I'm happy to play, you know, down and just get a go and help. And Max pointed out before in the nets that, like, I was 12 years older than someone on the weekend in our team. And I was one of the oldest in third grade. And I was like, what? Like, that's never never happened. I've always been, like, the young guy on a team. So I suppose you get old, don't you, Michael? Like,
you do get old, as the oldest. I think I'm the oldest at the table. How old are you, Maxie?
25.
Jeez, I'm the oldest at the table.
Yeah, 26.
I mean, I had 11 years on Bash on Saturday, and that made me feel old. I don't know how Bakes felt, but I think I might have been... I had Groves as well. I think I was third oldest in...
Just wait till Chris gets a game, mate.
Yeah, I know.
He laughed at Max saying 6'7", like, in the warm-up.
Oh, no.
Because I am a primary school teacher, I did get the joke. But Max was being very serious because we were in a lot of trouble.
For 60 or something.
2 for 60. And then they were, like, 6 or 7 for 70, you know.
Now, before we move on to your, the highlight of the podcast, Real 11. Give us a little bit of an explanation about the Eels raffle this year. This is something you push hard for. And we've already had a little taster from it on Thursday night at selection dinner.
Yeah, but much Hunter Griffin's dismay.
He didn't like it.
He can't understand. You know, the club needs money to run.
He was doing all the maths.
He was figuring it out. I was like, mate, are you a copper or something? I'm like, geez, I'm in trouble here. The Eels raffle, like, has come from something. I saw it the footy club and cricket clubs I've been at. And it's just an easy way to make money, you know. Like, as I said today, like, we had a lead with businesses, but, you know, businesses are so cash-strapped. You know, they can only give in-kind vouchers, and which we're really appreciative of, but, you know, money is what makes clubs tick over. So the Eels raffle, the goal is, you know, to have prizes donated, which they all are, by our good sponsors, you know, Bubba Pizza, Village Bell, Elwood Tavern. And then, you know, we have a cash jackpot, so... You know, when you're buying a raffle ticket at any club, you shouldn't be in it to get something really back, in my opinion. You should be there, you know, I'm parting with my $5 because I'm helping the club. You know, like, the pitchers don't make themselves, the coaches at training are, you know, they're getting paid. You've just got to make sure that the club's ticking. So it's something that, you know, you don't have to fret about. You just sell your tickets at the start of the year. So we've got, like, 33 permanent sales, you know, if you do the maths, $3,300 straight in the door. And if we sell, you know, 12 tickets a week, it's an extra $60. So our first raffle was $225 without having to work too hard. And, you know, Thursday selections, we'll start getting a bit of an uproar, we'll get a wheel done and we'll get stuff like that and just try and make it a bit of fun event. And, you know, if we aren't here on a Thursday, we'll just do it online. But I think, you know, once everyone saw it run, maybe they got a bit more of a, a feeling for
it. I thought it was awesome. Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
You know, it was quite funny listening to Hunter.
Hunter doing the maths, you know, how many dinners are we going to have this year? How many fives going to 100? It was pretty funny.
It's like, come on, mate.
Yeah. Sure, the boys wanted a big wheel of fortune.
Yeah. We've got to get that going.
Well, I think as well, like, hopefully the jackpot does go off. Like, goes up every 20 bucks, like Rosh got this week, but unsuccessful. So I think if the end of the year, you know, people will be buying more tickets if it gets up to 350, 400. So.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And we'll see what happens.
And the good blokes would just ticket back behind the bar, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Well, Woody's in charge this Thursday. I'm off to the MJ the Musical. This is one of Tommy Cooper's
MJ
things. Yeah. Oh, he wrote me in. More wrote Bella in. And then I was like, I'm never going to go to a musical in my life, so I'll go to one. And that is it. Yeah, a bit random. Like, yeah. So can you imagine, like, big Jack Phillips, myself, walking into a musical? It'll be interesting. I hope there's a lager. They're waiting.
Yeah, you'd hope so. I'm taking big flips of James Blunt in a couple of weeks as well. So he's getting around playing.
He's a rogue man.
Yeah, he is.
Probably on Tuesday or Thursday as well. It doesn't have
to Sunday night. Like that, actually, I was very keen. I was like, we get the Sunday night ticket, not the Friday.
Woody doesn't miss games.
Nah, good stuff, Matty. That's a great little initiative you got going. But yeah, let's get into the best part of the podcast, the E11.
Yeah,
can't remember whose idea this was actually originally, but I think it's a ripper. So yeah, you've been here for not even a year yet, but you do have plenty of blokes to choose out of.
I know. It was a lot of pressure. I did it on my morning walk. I walk every morning, and I was like going around Elswick Park Lake, and I'm like, oh,
real deep.
I don't
in want to
upset anyone. And, but I've decided to do, you know, everyone that knows me, I like watching the horses, and I like having a beer, you know. So I've done my pub 11. Blokes that I'm like, all right, I've either been at the pub with or I know that are going to give me a good ticker. And like a few of the new poms, I'm going to let you earn your way into the team.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll do some omissions as the year goes on. Am I in this team? I'll put myself in anyway because that's actually my first Eels 11 because, yeah, Michael did come on the podcast.
This is a sticking point.
And I'm still dirty about it, missing out.
But, I left Matty out of my E11 at the time. Yeah. We'd only been first.
I had to do a year of E11s with Joel Menzies, aka the most popular bloke in the club.
Yeah.
Every week Menzies was in there. And
never caught sitting high and dry.
Well, you'll be happy, Max. Captain to start and like lead from the front. Obviously, no surprise. If I'm going to the Village Bell and I'm putting my ass on a chair, Jack Phillips is right next to me, and he's got his dogy form guy that does no winners in it, and we wait at the post office for it. But and Jack's there having his cider, and he's happy as Larry. He's probably the second happiest man next to me being at the pub all day.
Loves it, doesn't he? Spring racing as well at the minute, so Flip is all over.
Yeah, now Jack and I are hoping if the rain comes down over one Saturday, and, all of a sudden, you know, Bella and Georgia can go hang out. And we'll be at the races.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. Well, Bella and Georgia have become very great friends, which is awesome. We have a great friendship group, which is awesome.
And
as
Woody,
well.
Woody's just fifth wheeling most of the time as well. Yeah.
Like, you'll get
your day.
We'll work on it. What about Woody in the third person?
Yeah.
It's my team, not yours. All right. Come on. All right, I've been at 2, obviously, because I'm the best. Nethers, you're in at 3, because your pub performances are great. As Woody mentioned, you get the eyes going. and you put in at the season launch one of the great performances for 2 hours that lasted 6 hours. And you missed your mate's thing, or you went there and slept on the couch. So,
did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was meant to get there at 3 o'clock, and I think I stumbled in about 6.30, and by 6.45 I was asleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And Nethers is great to sit. Like, as I said on the weekend, I got out and I wasn't that happy, but then I watched Nether's shot and I felt a lot better. And then we sat there and had the sports bet rolling for the next 20 overs we batted, and we were happy. And then we were betting on Saturday night, Leandora or something, Red Dirt.
The captain wasn't doing that, by the way.
The Red Dirt.
Yeah, that's all a lie. It was definitely Tom Ashman. Number 4 is Tommy Cooper. How could you not have him in your pub 11? You know, he's the man of excitement. He's ready to go. He's got the drinking games going, which a few of the poms learnt the hard way Saturday.
The small nor, the little upside
and
down
Soch
pigs.
Learnt the hard way.
Jesus.
But yeah, Tommy Cooper, you can't be missed. One of the world's nicest humans, in my opinion. Woody, you're in at 5. I need someone to come whinge. A vape.
Yeah.
You know, someone just there. And someone to ask dumb questions about the horses the whole time.
But I'm learning.
I'm trying to learn.
You're like our punching bag on the piss.
We've got a new one of them actually now. But
do we?
That will come later. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bit of a rumour mill for you. Bit of a sneak preview.
All right, but definitely Woody is our punching bag on the piss because Jack and I will just go straight to him and cry, poor Woody.
Yep.
Number six, and he almost got taken out of my team after the pot shots in last week's podcast. Oh. But yeah, Coops, I can't go past Cooper Davies. You know, he's in there. You know, sometimes he gallivanting. Yeah, overseas, but he missed a few good pub sessions, but I know he's going to perform.
I wondered if that would be a bit of a theme of your 11, actually, making sure that it wasn't blokes that go overseas for 6 months and then only come back.
Yeah, he just snuck in. And especially last week, I was horrified. I was turned off after 3 minutes. I was stuck
good
in
mix out. Of cider and beer so far as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. Speaking of another one, and he's new to the club, but we've known for a while, it's Soch.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You need someone quick-witted. Yeah. That's going to talk themselves up. Is going to have a good time. You know, Soch was a really good cricketer before the weekend. but well, he'll be even better when he's back at the pub, you know.
He was. He's an expensive one to get in a shout in, though, because he only drinks pints of hard
solo. Well, he was having calm drafts, I saw, which put a bit more respect on his name, in my opinion. So.
That's good.
Now, number eight is Kingston. How can you not go past Sean Kingston?
The King.
Fine's Day GOAT, in my opinion. Wants to sponsor the club, so I've got to butter him up a bit. With his Irish. He's got a slushy machine he wants to put in.
Oh, no way. Wow.
What's that guy even do?
He was back bowling tonight.
Yeah. But Kinga, he's definitely in. Now, I've always learnt, you know, my pop said, you know, suck up to the first grade captain. So Zach, he's made it. he's good in the piss, I've found. Yeah. You know, he's good at the pub. He'll talk a bit of crap, but he'll just sit there and respect it. Silent assassin Mick Edwards.
Yeah, silent assassin. Mick, but yeah.
But what made me really love Mick was before I joined Elle Smith, like you've told me, was
great
the
story.
Message in the chat when it was washed out saying, to tell anyone. And I was like, that is. I was playing cricket for Brawny. I was like, Sean, look at my new club, bro. they're not telling everyone it's a washout.
Some bloke peels off 180, then make sure everyone's getting around in the week after when it's washed out.
Yeah. And number 11 is due to his performance at the Village Bell season launch is Henry. Like, he was super that day.
Really?
Yeah, I was so impressed. Man just smashed beers, was out in the garden, then come back. I was just like, wow, this is impressive. Smoker's garden.
Oh, right. Didn't even the Village Bell had a garden.
Nah, I don't know either. I don't
go
out
call
there.
It a garden.
But I've got, I want a marquee fly-in. And it has to be the big cat.
Yeah. There you go. I told you guys to miss it.
Those that have, like, you know, Broadbeach, we're known for our money, you know, and I'm flying Menzies in for our pub 11. And I want a manager, and this would be much to everyone's surprise, but I'm having SR as a manager because I need someone there that's going to make sure we're all eating.
he was good at that.
Yeah, he was good. You know, he drives people to get food, and then he's going to level us. He's going to tell us an old Elsenwick story every now and then to calm us down and get us a bit bored. But then we're going to come back to SR, and he'll crack a good one, or he might give a good tip. So SR, and he was very welcoming when I did come here. And always is up for a chat. So I'm like, you know, good level head to have. Yep. So sorry to anyone that might have thought they'd be in this team. I can't think I've missed anyone.
If we get those 11 blokes at the Village Bell for a washout.
Oh, sorry, I've missed Smithy. I've missed Smithy. Smithy's in my team too.
Yeah, right. Maybe drop yourself.
Yeah, Smithy can have my spot. Because I'm going to be coach.
You can be team manager. Yeah.
No, I'm coach.
You're coaching.
Yeah, Smithy's definitely in there. He's great. If anyone needs a dart, Smithy's the man. You know,
he's good for that. Maybe Henry Bennett.
Well, yeah, they'll be next to each other.
I hope all the juniors listen to that one. It's good to have.
Yeah. That's what you aspire to when you play senior cricket. You've got to be in the pub 11. It's not pretty much your field 11.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Rising star Keg too, he might.
Keg, yeah.
Rising star, that's maybe a new
made
addition.
A good impression, Keg.
Yeah. But what a nickname.
Love that guy.
Keg.
Yeah, it's stuck.
That's all your work as well.
Yeah. Well, it just means he can have a beer.
It was a good way to get nicknames in the throws, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we won't go too deep into
that. There's a few.
Get yourself in the threes if you want to learn some nicknames.
Dodgy ones.
No, that was great, Matty. Thanks for that,
real
mate.
Good.
Real good. Should we do a quick roundup of the round one results?
Well, luckily, our guest has put together a graphic for us. We haven't got a desperately scroll play cricket. We can just pop on the old social and we can get all the highlights. So, John leads off with the ones, Maxi. I'll do the twos.
Yep.
Matty, you can do the threes. And then one of us can do the fours because we were all sat there on the hill on Sunday, which is a bit of a highlight.
Yep.
And then we'll see what else we've got on there as well.
Yep. So the Caulfield RSL first grade ventured out to Malvern. We batted first, I believe, and LJ whacked a few, looks like 71. I think what posted on the Instagram today is one of his overs, just whacking
second
that guy
over the day, wasn't it? Just going nuts.
A few 30s in there, and then they came in, got it 9 down. It was actually quite good coming back to the club. I only caught the last over, but there was about 30 or 40 blokes in there.
Including about 10 Melbourne blokes as well.
Watching on the frog box, which was pretty cool to see.
They didn't cop anything, did they?
No, not from anyone.
It was a very quiet clap from them when they won.
Considering the strafing Woody had given them prior.
Yeah, I would have
But yeah, Phillips 3-for, Faz 3-for as well in his debut.
Yeah, very good. Twos, we won the toss and we bowled out Malvern 428. Pat Hibbert getting us on the board with a wicket in the second over of the day. Cal Richmond just ever reliable, 2 for 13. Bailey Dale back to the club, took 2 for, looked really strong on the ball, Bailey.
He's going to be...
He's going to be really, really good. Well, at one point we had Tom Ball bowling and we had Bailey Dale bowling in tandem. So we had the Bulldog...
It's a handy first four bowls in the twos, isn't it?
On HTO.
But yeah, wickets for Tommy Ball, first wickets for the club, and then Young Bash, first wicket for the club as well, which was great. And then this is my first little bit of issue with the twos on the weekend, is that El Baker, our fearless leader, bit of cowardice, didn't really fancy opening up on a on a slightly spicy wicket. So about 5 overs left before the end of the game, comes over to me and goes, oh, do you reckon we should get Cooper up there? And I've gone, yep, great idea. So Coop went out with Holmberg, Coop got a good one, but then Paddy Hibbard, 39 reds, and M Woods, 28 red as well. Got the boys home.
All about Woody. Nethers third grade.
That's sponsor, is it?
Not yet. We went to Bourne. Nice area, Bourne. Never been, probably never go back. But yes, Max lost the toss.
No, Tom lost the toss.
Tom lost the toss.
And we were sent in, and the wicket was honestly like fine, in my opinion. I thought it was fine. But we lost early ones, and then Keg got 25, Krish got 24, and we bowled out for a massive 115. It was far too much because we bowled them out.
Way too many.
We bowled them out for 82.
Should have declared, really.
And the Raj Tanish partnership, you know, Raj 415 and Tanish 3 for 7. But Tanish's bowling actually really changed the game. Like, we had a couple, our openers were good, but you know, there was just too many loose balls here and there. You know, 4 good ones, 2 loose ones. There's no pressure, and Tanish bowled the first maiden and the last ball was a wicket, you know, and then proceeded to lose, I think, 8 for 15 or something.
It was 8 for 20, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Something like that. Max took a good catch, so did I.
Did you?
Yeah.
Talk
us through. Regulation.
But, you know, they're better now.
They're better now. Yeah. No frog box, though.
But no, great win for the threes.
It was good. Played on a big ground as well with the scoreboard. Yeah. You don't get that much in the thirds.
Oh, beauty.
It was, yeah, I think it actually put a few blokes off because they could see how many balls they faced. I don't think anyone...
I was a bit behind, so I tried to push a bit.
Jeez, I faced 20 balls.
I might blame my dismissal on that one.
Yeah, well, you have to blame it on something.
So. I can do the fours if we want.
Yeah, go for it.
They played on Sunday. It was good to see a fair few guys out here. Yeah. I believe they're playing next Sunday as well, so... What better way to spend your Sunday than watching the fours play? But Bourne again, they bowled him out for 114. Jacko 3 for 26, and Max Glasic 2 for 9. First game for the club, I believe. So, congrats, Max. And then we came in to bat. Jensen came in at 3, got dropped first ball.
Yeah, he did.
Got dropped first ball. Probably should have been taken.
Yeah.
But there, he went on to make 46 in his debut. Essentially won them the game. They chased it 6 down. So a good start for the fours.
And then the Saturday, is it what are we calling this?
Saturday 12.
Mm-hmm. Again, apologies, not sure quite who won or lost the toss, but Hampton were 149 for 7 in reply to Elston Wick's 148. Timmy Fonda 3 for, probably the highlight of the game, but unfortunately went down to Hampton. And then the Sunday 12...
That was a tie, apparently. I've stuffed that up.
But was, yeah, it was a tie, apparently?
Due to rain.
Yeah, it was a draw, I think.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Andrew's doing the rain dance.
No way. Wow, the weatherman.
Saved, so...
And then the Sunday 12.
Again, that's the Sunday 12.
That's the Sunday 12. I mean, I guess someone's going to have to help me out here, Maxi. ESOCC.
Emmanuel South Oakley Cricket Club.
Emmanuel South Oakley Cricket Club. There you go. Unfortunately, they got 157. Chaz Gordon, 2 for 19. M. Davey, 3 for 29. Hayden Thompson with 43 as well, but unfortunately...
That was the tie.
That was the tie, was it?
Yeah,
sorry.
That's the tie.
Oh, right. Oh, that makes more sense. Right, so the rain did come. And then, unfortunately, we actually had a quick chat with Bailey Peacock tonight, who was coaching the women's, and unfortunately, they got hosed.
Few good scores there. Yeah. Caroline 26,
yep.
Carmen, 21 not?
Pamela from my work, she's a teacher aide, and she saw me in my Ulsterman shirt at work, and she goes, you play cricket? And she played her first game, batted at number three. Only got one, but onwards and upwards for Pamela.
There you go.
So
yes.
Good on her.
She's in.
Having a crack. She hasn't played competitive sport in a long time, so she was nervous, but it was awesome to see like her excitement at work Friday, and then today like she was just pumped.
She's how is that?
So it was awesome. That's what it's all about.
Love it.
Beauty.
We're at the half an hour mark, so let's do a quick...
Quick how good?
How good. Then I have to go select some people, so...
Yeah.
My how good was Jags run out in the weekend. I thought it was hilarious.
Yes.
It was in the middle of the collapse. The ball's gone to deep square, I think. They've run one.
Griff's thrown it in.
Yeah, Griff's thrown it in from the boundary to Jag keeping. The guy was pretty safe, but Jags just essentially caught it and thrown it to the bowls, and the bloke was just jogging.
Yeah.
And he's been run out, wasn't even watching.
Superb.
It was a good throw. And he loves celebration, Jay, as well.
Still laughing.
My how good would be Young Bash's first wicket for the club. Had a really strong pre-season, got himself into the twos. Our pod co-host, Mickey Edwards, said he had a really good crack out at Shepparton in the Pracky match. And, a couple of loose balls here and there, but actually just, you know, young. He's got a good head on some young shoulders, Bash, and bowled really nicely. He picked up a wicket and he had a big smile from ear to ear with his first wicket for Elston Wick. So he was absolutely buzzing that. So that's my how good.
My how good would be just having cricket back, you know, being around the boys again, Tuesday, Thursdays, back at the club. You know, I'm very grateful for Elston Wick Cricket Club. You know, it's given me so much already in a short time. It's just, you just remember it when you're back playing cricket. You know, it's just awesome. It's not about the cricket, it's about, you know, coming here and having fun and meeting people, and it's just good to have all the poms over and
absolutely
enjoying themselves. So yeah, that's the how good for me.
Do we need to do a little very quick run of where everyone is this weekend?
Yep. Ones and twos.
Ones will be away at Plenty Valley. Twos, I think, will be out on HGO. Yep. Back in the 2-dayers.
Threes are away at Malvern. Fours are away at Malvern on Sunday, but they're on the main ground, which is
nice. Must be nice.
Yeah. Put me on the spot here.
It'll be all posted to social media.
It will be all posted to social media, absolutely right. Very good call.
Saturday, they're playing home to Morty Alec, Saturday 12. And Sunday 12 are playing home to Bayside on Sunday.
Local derby.
It's generally where Sunday teams play on Sunday. Alrighty, lads, great episode. Thanks for coming on, Matty.
My pleasure.
Been a great guest, mate. And you're doing some great work behind the scenes, mate. So
really is,
sorry to interrupt, but the women's are playing at Donald McDonald.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Love it. But yeah, great episode, lads. Hope everyone enjoyed. We will potentially be back next week. It'll be the middle of a 2-dayer for the ones to fours, but there will be some 1-dayers as well, which is going to be confusing.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for stopping by, Matty. Good luck to everyone on the weekend. Go Eels.
Go Eels.